Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
Did you think we broke up after our AI conversation? We didn't. Sable went to Hawaii, yes. And I went into psychosis.
Our most combative episode to date.
I liked it.
It was fun.
A little tension's fun.
It had some charged energy. And of course, after the fact we recorded it, I was like, oh, now I've collected my thoughts.
Now I know what I think.
Well, somebody left a comment on the episode on Spotify that was like such a duh thing that I was like, I thought of that, but I didn't think to say it, which is, who owns the formula? Does the algorithm company own the formula? That's the question.
I can't do it again.
Okay, I can't. No. Anyway, but they do, but it's they done. Do. Listen to, yeah, it's like, buddies are.
You know, you hooked me up with them and they did email me.
Oh, cool.
My stance is I'm against it.
Yes.
But I did want to try it. We couldn't make the schedules happen, but shout out to them for, you know,
yeah,
trying. They also didn't know that I spent the entire episode talking shit about them. So maybe they will.
I don't know if they know the episode exists.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's been a long 2 weeks, guys. Listen, we have lives.
We gotta live our just lives.
No, I don't.
The whole point of perfume is to leave your home with it.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
True.
Girls, we gotta leave the house. Okay?
I will say, having have left the house for the first time in my life, just kidding, going to a place that is beautiful and picturesque and looks like a postcard, I was like, wow, this did cure my mental illness.
Yeah.
Everything's great now. If I have to keep this up, I will go broke. But
right.
It's nice to be reminded, like, oh, you can just leave. You don't like it? Just leave.
I was just in Napa. It's not like I haven't left, but I'm having that itch to get the
yeah.
fuck out of my
mind. I think the more you travel, the more you want to travel.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how I feel about sure. it. Because I'm like, oh, right. This is such a great way to do like an energetic kind of reset mm-hmm. and just be reminded that you don't just live in the little bubble
yeah.
that you exist in.
Totally. One thing about me, I'd love to leave the house.
You love to leave. I don't like to leave the house. But when I do leave the house, I just like fuck off all the way across the world.
Speaking of, we were both, not at the same time, but we were both at this Summer Fridays fragrance event yesterday. Mm-hmm. I, for the first time in my life, went on the earlier side. Mm-hmm. And the publicist goes, oh, yeah, Sable's coming. And I go, is that what you think? or I said something like that. I was like, oh, is she? Yeah. Lo and behold, you came.
It's funny because there's so many publicists who are just, they're just like, hi, Sable, hi. And I was like, hey, girl. It's weird because like it clicks into place as soon as they say hi to me. And then I'm like, oh, yes, Susan. Okay. But before that, I'm like, I need you to approach me for the recognition to click into place.
They usually do to yeah. me because like, not that you're not recognizable, but I'm usually just like the only dude there.
Fair, fair. It was a cute event.
It was cute. Those yeah. Summer Fridays girls didn't know how to turn it out.
Yeah. Everyone was like, I don't remember there being a dress code, but everybody was dressed in like the brown earth tone beige or color
cream.
Palette.
For me, yeah, it was cream. A lot of cream. Yeah. I was actually in a full cream fit, not trying to be on theme for once in my life, but it was cute. The Summer Fridays has officially, I have to tell you something.
Oh.
I can't tell you on the mic.
I was like, off mic or on
one
mic?
One of our predictions is coming true. I can bet you guess what it is. The Summer Fridays fragrance yes. is finally here.
Yeah, we knew it. As soon as they emailed us saying, like, we'd love to tell you about our latest launch. If you sign this NDA, we're like, fragrance.
I'm trying to get Marianne on the show. I don't know if I should go first or you should go first about this.
You know what? This is a situation where I knew what it was going to smell like.
God damn it.
I knew it. It's like, okay, to be fair, the visuals are extremely, it's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just like vanilla ice cream. It's like a little bit warm and it's like a solar ice cream, if that makes sense. Mm. If you think of the warmth of like a solar musk or a solar floral plus gourmand, that's like creamy.
Interesting. Okay. I think we might be saying two versions of the same thing. I don't want to disagree with you, but I don't get the solar note. I think what I'm getting
is... I get the warmth.
Warmth.
Yeah, yeah.
I attach... One, I love it. But like, of course I love it.
You would love it.
Yeah. I get... There's how I describe it.
Okay.
It smells... like when you first put it on, a cinnamon Teddy Graham.
Specifically. Yeah.
And then graham it crackery. Dries down to, you know, I think I originally thought it was like a warm vanilla sugar with a little bit more cinnamon. I am going to take that back. It dries down to obviously a very vanilla forward with a little bit of sticky caramel and a little bit of spice. God damn it. Like, is it groundbreaking? No, but
no.
I think it's delightful. And
it's a crowd pleaser.
I do think it's, with as many vanillas as we have, I do think it is at least, maybe not unique, but it doesn't really, I can't attach it to one other thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't smell like XYZ.
I was thinking it kind of smelled like an updated grown-up version of warm vanilla sugar.
Maybe that's a better way to put that, it. Yeah. I think, yeah. Because there's definitely that DNA in it. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I think it's been evolved.
It's like warm vanilla lactonic instead of, because it's not as like sickly sweet. It's like a little bit, it's more creamy than it is sweet.
It's very sweet, but I do think they rounded it out with, I think, your solar, my spice. Mm. Like, it's so nice. I don't know. I can already hear people being like, another vanilla. But I'm like,
yeah, but that's what the people want.
That's what the people want. And they did say, like, their hero is the Butterbalm in vanilla.
Yes.
Like vanilla beige.
I was thinking too that they basically kind of made a fragrance version of what their lip balms smell like.
Well, and they had a fragrance trio way back in the day. And vanilla was one of them.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And it's not the same vanilla, but they said, like, we learn from our community, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I think it's great. And I don't want to hear any of you bitches talking about another vanilla, blah, blah, blah. Like, to your point, they're calling it exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all the visuals.
Yep.
All the campaign. It's just like vanilla ice cream, caramel, like tiramisu. Yep.
I wish it was a little bit more tiramisu.
Sure.
A little bit.
But that's not what they're calling it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it, because this was a fragrance that I saw the visuals and I saw the note breakdown before I got to smell it, it like imprinted in my brain. So in my head, I'm just like, I see the Tonka. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though, would I have? Probably not.
Totally. Well, you know what I like also? Having seen all of it before I smelled all of it, I like that I still was a little surprised by it. Yeah. Like, did we know exactly what it was going to be? Yeah. But it's pleasant. It's great.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, this does remind me of the hot, bratty younger sister of Victoria Beckham, 21.
The Rev. Emerald Green one.
Yeah. Their vanilla one.
Really?
Because it's a little bit of a toasted vanilla.
Oh.
But this is like a little creamier and more indulgent.
But I get a little toasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
The toastiness is this. That's like the Venn diagram overlap. Hmm. So, and I love that one. So that's why I was like, oh, this isn't for me, but like, yes, there's something familiar.
It's really nice. It's easy to love. I love the beveled hourglass shape.
The bottle is cute.
Glass. I love the big heavy cap. I love Summer Fridays.
I think the first time I've ever tried one of their lip balms was in the little gift bag from that event.
What event?
Yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never tried their lip balms before.
I live and die by
them. I know,
lip balms.
I know.
Hello.
They just never emailed me, and I was like, I'm up to my eyeballs in lip balms. I don't need more.
That's true.
I don't need more.
We both are, but you specifically are.
I just need to stop. First of all, I love lip balms in general, but now everyone's fucking making one.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I gotta try that. Well, I gotta try that.
Before, Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I smell like, and I have been so curious about this brand, they're a Korean brand called Nonfiction. And they have quietly entered the U.S. I just noticed that their website was like, oh, it does global shipping.
These motherfuckers never emailed me back.
What
are you
mean?
Serious? I reached out about 18 months ago.
Oh, my God. Wait, leave?
You can't talk about this. You're banned. no, I think I emailed them directly.
Oh, so. Okay. Through their PR. Their PR reached out to me because I don't know if I'm allowed to say this yet. It will soon be much easier to find them IRL in New York City. That's I'm not doing it. That's legal. Passes the test.
That's legal.
And so I smell like Nonfiction, The Beige, which is a hilarious name.
The beige.
And it smells just like a warm, musky, powdery.
Is this new? The scent?
I don't know if the scent itself is new.
Okay.
It launched as a pair because there's The Beige and then there's one called The Gray. And The Gray is like the deeper, more resinous one, and the beige is the lighter, muskier one.
Hmm.
It's musky and powdery in a way that reminds me of kind of like early 2000s or 90s perfumes a little bit. But there is something kind of I don't know. It's really comforting and pretty. That's it. She's not like, this isn't the type of scent that's like going to be doing too much complex wise. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, that's nice. You smell clean and comfy and cozy.
I'm reading the product page and I'm smelling the blotter, so I'm not really getting the full thing. Can I smell it on you? Oh, wow.
It's like powdery.
That's so much better on you than it is on the blotter.
Yeah.
I was going to say I wasn't getting much musk, but on her skin I do.
Yeah.
It feels... So they're calling out Orris Concrete, Geranium, Tonka, musk first, but I skipped it. So
there's something kind of old about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to say like... Yeah. I was...
It's a little dusty.
I was trying to get to like classic aftershave, and I don't think it's that.
But there is something like classic perfumery a little bit.
It is. It's like 80s and metallic a little bit.
Yes. Like 80s. Yeah.
It's cool. I like it. It's familiar. I got to say, even though I'm mad, they're so simple, but I think these labels are so beautiful.
I like them too.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I was introduced to this brand from Jess Matlin's Instagram story. She posted, I forget, if I saw it, I would know what fragrance it was. But yeah, I was interested in this brand.
Yeah, I've seen them on Instagram and I did not realize they were shipping globally. But then I just like looked at their website because I was interested in a fragrance. And I was able to smell all of them at their PR's office a couple weeks ago. They're all nice. They're all quite light.
Sure.
I will say. I wanted the iris, but they didn't have it in stock.
Are they lead?
Yeah.
I think they're the ones that blacklisted me.
Why?
You know why.
I don't. It's like, oh. They're nice. I'm excited to smell more of them, which they're having another press event, I think, next week or the week after. And I'm happy they're in the U.S. now.
Can
because
you connect me?
Yes, I will.
Literally anyone.
That is really, that is weird that they didn't invite you. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I gotta be so fucking for real. I am wearing a body spray and I'm obsessed with it.
What body spray?
I don't rewear things often because we're so blessed to like do what we do and have so much to wear through. I've put this on over and over again. I'm wearing Midas by Cydia.
Oh, I was curious about that one.
It's so good.
Oh,
it's so fucking good. I need it in every format. So on the product page, it will tell you that, well, it's odd. The sort of like, I'm not sure that this is lame. Like the marketing and the product page are holding hands because it says Midas, olfactive family, golden skin and smooth sandalwood, which I don't think it is because this is such a big fig bomb to me.
It's I thought it was fig, yeah.
And it is.
Okay.
The notes are at the top, Madagascar black pepper and coconut water. Middle is sea lemon, fig leaves, and labdanum. Base is sandalwood, suede, amber, and skin musk. I get a lot of fig leaves. I get a lot of coconut water, skin musk, amber, suede, whatever. It's just like, oh, you have to smell me.
Okay. All right. Oh, it's like very figgy.
Very figgy.
Very coconut water. It's interesting.
It's so nice. It's like a fresh, airy fig.
Mm-hmm.
Grounded by a little green
there's
and a little sandalwood.
There's something almost like jammy too about it. I don't know.
Interesting. Like it so much. It comes in a body spray and a solid perfume. I have them both. I would opt probably for the body spray format. Mm-hmm. I think there's a little bit more projection than the solid. I've just been like sort of hyperfixated on this and I think it's so lovely. And you know, it is a body spray, so it's not going to cling to you all day. Mm-hmm. I am happy with the wear knowing that it's a body spray and I can just put it on again. If I'm going out, it's fine.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I just like, it's so good. You know, I think Brawless is their hero. I like it, but like, I sort of know what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a leathery vanilla. Great.
Right.
Soaked. I'm not as familiar with Soaked, but
I have the hand creams of Soaked and Nirvana and they're kind of similar to one another.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. They feel very almost like fresh, like mountain fresh in the way that men's deodorant interprets freshness. I don't know. There's something very kind of like sporty almost about those scents to me.
I think they're like, they're just like a really nice reinterpretation of freshness that does fall to me, I think, very unisex, but not afraid of either side.
Right.
You know? Oh, I love it. I love it. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so like, you know, I like Cydia, obviously, as a brand, whatever, but you know, Brawless is great. I think Brawless is definitely a crowd pleaser. It didn't like thrill me like this, but I got my hands on Midas and I said, now who the hell are you? So
she releases new scents like what?
I don't really know. I don't really know the cadence.
They don't have that many.
They don't. They don't. And I feel like the thing is happening where they launched with the core, but then they're sort of like they're not figuring out the brand because she has such a strong sort of POV, but they're growing the look and feel in a way that feels like a little bit of a step in a different direction,
yeah.
but still feels grounded in what she started.
Yeah.
And it's also really satisfying to me as like a consumer.
Mm.
I love it.
It's funny because like Cydia still exists like a little bit out of my radar.
Hmm.
Like I only know about them through you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I'm sure there are certain brands that also like I feel like I see all the time and you're like, who?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, we have a voice note this week.
Hey, girls. So I'm traveling to Europe and I'm stopping at this perfume store. It's really hard to sample in the U.S. and the stockists that do have this perfume line have a very small selection. I'm debating if I should get a discovery set or a splurge for a full bottle since I know that many stockists may not have every single scent. And if I like a full bottle, maybe it's not there. Let me know what I should do. I want to hear arguments for both. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you just traveled, so I'll let you kick this one off.
Honestly, this made me immediately think of the fact that a friend of mine from China is coming to New York. And because I've been so obsessed with Documents perfumes,
oh, yeah.
I kind of want to ask her. I'm like, hey, can you
right.
get me a bottle of this one? I don't know what the exchange rate would be, but I think they're like kind of expensive. Yeah. Like I would think a 50 ml would be like two something, probably 260 or 280. But they're so beautiful, the bottles. And like everything they do, all the branding is so gorgeous.
Girl, if you don't stay on topic.
I know. Sorry. Anyway, I say.
The question is, do you do a discovery set or a full size? That's the question, right?
I would do a discovery set if I were you because I've done that because I got the Documents discovery set from someone else who came back from China and got it for me. But okay, to be fair, that discovery set was also pretty expensive. It was like $260. So it depends on how expensive that brand is. But I don't know. I like the gamble of a blind buy. And this all goes again with like are these like $160? Are these $260? Are these like $300 perfumes? Like, which is it?
Can't take it with you. Just spend the goddamn money.
True. True.
I would say buy a full size. Mm. Have a fun little experience in the store.
Yeah.
Buy the one you like.
Oh, that's right. Duh. My fucking goldfish brain, like she's gonna be there. Like, if you're gonna be able to buy the full size, obviously
buy the full size.
If you're there,
because it's also like the thrill of being there and the thrill of like, oh my god, am I gonna like this in a week, in a month?
Also, you'll always associate it with
right. Like, what am I gonna wear this to? Yeah. Oh my goodness, all these fun plans that I don't even know about yet. Yeah. Like, that's exciting. Can I say something? Like, I
this is a podcast. Yes.
Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? Like, buy the fragrance. Mm. The discovery sets are great, but. There is risk involved.
Commit.
You know, the discovery sets are here to figure out what you like, which is great, but it's also a luxury for a brand to be able to produce them and give them to you. Like, not every brand can do that. If it's an indie brand or whatever, you're going to have to buy a full size because they may not
do samples.
Thank you. Be able to produce samples, whatever. And
there's a dating culture analogy here somewhere.
There is, but it's also like,
commit.
It's this try before you buy culture that or the industry itself has created itself.
Yeah.
Like, is great.
I think it seeds doubt.
It seeds like I'm sorry, I didn't bake this yet. I'm gonna
no, it's fine. Ask. Jake from Stell was actually saying something similar to me a while ago.
It's sort of like Sniff can do it, but Sniff is not.
They're a venture capitalist backed.
Yeah, exactly. Sniff is not universal flowering. Yeah, they are two completely different things. And it's like, sure, brands that do the 2 mls that let you experience something and let you know for sure that you like it before you buy the full size. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
But not every brand is like that. And I feel like people are demanding the same thing from every brand, but they don't all exist in the same context. And it's sort of like part of perfume and part of experiencing the olfactory artistry is just sort of taking the leap and saying like, this is where I was when I bought it. And this is who I was. And this is how old I was. And
it's like a companion to your life.
Yeah, right. It's not, you can't ask a product like perfume to check every single box in your ever changing life before you purchase it. It's not a pair of jeans.
True.
You know,
I think the function of perfume is enjoyment.
It's enjoyment.
Like, there's no technical function to it, yeah. But we look at it as if there is. We regard it as if, like, fulfill a certain function for us, sure. But it's art. You're right. It's all fact of art. And it's like, am I going to like this art?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also, I don't mean to take out the fact that we're talking about a high price point right. product. And yes. So yes, you yes. do want some sort of assurance that
sure.
this is the one for me. I totally understand that. But at a certain point, it's like, we can't discovery set ourselves.
Yeah.
into paralyzation because then all we get yeah. to is Sniff or Libra right. or whatever,
yep.
which is also fine. We love them, but it's...
I do think you're right. I do think that having too many options means you're doubtful about which is the right one yeah. when like that's not the... I don't think that's the question. It's just like, what do you like now? I usually go by instinct of like what I like, which is what kind of why I also don't like learning about notes before I smell something totally. Because it influences me.
Yeah.
It just like means I look at things with a bias.
Yeah.
But it's just like smell things, whatever you just instinctively are like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's well, the one.
Even the way she asked that, no shade. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for leaving us the voice. We appreciate this. Look at this great conversation we're having off of it. Even the way she asked that question, I want to hear arguments for both sides. It's not a la carte.
Yeah.
Like you don't get to have everything you want.
Unfortunately,
out of
you
a
must.
Yeah. Like,
unfortunately, you must make a choice. And you don't have to defend your choice too. You can just literally say, I don't know, I just like it.
Right.
That's fine.
Or I liked it then.
Yeah.
And now I don't. Yeah. Shit. LOL. That's the fun of buying perfume. And yeah. I don't mean to take the price point out of it.
Yeah.
I completely understand. And we are in a place of privilege because we get all this for free. But like, it's not like I've never bought anything or experienced buyer's remorse or whatever. But
I don't know why I thought for it was like, would you buy a discovery set versus a full size from a new brand? I don't know why my brain just erased the part where she's like, I'm going to be there. If you have the opportunity to smell all of them in the store where you're at, then to me, it's a no-brainer. It's like, why wouldn't you buy a full size?
Yes. And to me, I think this goes back to like who I am as a person and not just in perfume. But I look at, I don't exist on this binary as much as I'm going to say that I do. But with me, if it's not a yes, it's a no. In dating, in career, in the way I shop for clothes or whatever, or for perfume. It's like, if it's not an immediate yes, it's a no.
I saw this admittedly corny, yet not untrue infographic Instagram statement.
Some of those corny, but just make some points.
I know, but like, they said your intuition already told you, and the rest is negotiation with fear.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's true.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, I don't like the way you said that to me.
It's like, I didn't come on Instagram for
that
this.
That was too loud. But I think there's a lot of truth in that, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you already know. And I think that's true of a lot of things that we doubt ourselves, especially in the presence of too many options.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I'll come back next week with this thought baked. I'm sorry. You're right. Well, and it is that option paralysis. And when there are so many options, not even in perfume and brand, but the way that you can experience it sometimes before you buy it so you can be sure, that doesn't exist with every product, with every brand. And this is not every perfume is going to, like a man or a job, it's not going to serve your every single need at every single time. It's up to you to realistically ask yourself, like, what do I want out of this?
Also, like... It's just perfume.
It's just perfume. It's not that deep.
Yeah. It's not going to ruin your life. You might be out a couple hundos, but like, I mean, like also like don't ever spend more than you're like able to live within your means. Of course. Wouldn't do that.
Coming from us.
Don't do that, Klarna.
No, don't do that, Klarna.
Don't get caught in that.
Baby.
Yeah. After my taxes done.
I know. Same.
But that's also I love buying perfume on vacation.
Me too.
It's so romantic.
I know.
Like self-romantic, whatever that, auto-romantic. I don't know what you mean, but like it just makes the vacation feel that much more poignant.
Yeah.
And I think of like when I went to New Orleans last year or 2 years ago maybe, and I went to Madame Hove, which is I really hope I'm saying that name right. It's like an old school established fragrance boutique. In New Orleans.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. And I bought 2 full-size Eau de Toilettes. And as soon as I got home, I was like, I don't like these. Oh. They weren't that expensive, though.
Yeah.
I think they were pretty inexpensive. But as soon as I got home, I was like, huh? But I still keep them because it's almost like keeping a photo album, but of scent.
Yeah.
Like, to me, they're just like memory tokens.
Well, and now that perfume swaps have become... more commonplace. Mm-hmm. I would get excited about a perfume swap, but then if I look at my shelf with all of these things that I love so much that I can't part with, I'd be like, well, no, what the fuck do I do? You know? So not to say buy something to give it away.
Yeah.
But there are options. We're all going
to
be okay.
You will find a way to rehome it if you truly wish to do that.
Anyway.
But I think buy the perfume, girl. That's our argument.
Buy the perfume, girl.
I'm sorry we don't have another argument for you.
I know.
We're team buy the perfume.
She's never tuning into this podcast again. She's like, those motherfuckers are assholes. this new DS and Durga drop is like calling to me like the Green Goblin mask. I really want to...
We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it.
I have thoughts.
I know you have thoughts.
I have thoughts. Can I talk you through my journey?
Yes.
With this fragrance?
Okay, so DS and Durga just launched what they call a remix, aka a flanker, of Debaser.
Nope. They are mis-messaging this, and it's pissing me off.
What do you mean?
It's called Debaser and Bloom, mm-hmm. but they keep calling it like the remix. Yeah. But the product is Debaser and Bloom.
Yeah.
And... sorry, I know this is boring, and I'm like, I have been working straight for 3 weeks. Like, I am very marketing pillar right now.
Get the original?
Sure.
Okay.
My problem initially here is like, everyone's calling it Debaser the remix or whatever, but it's called Debaser and Bloom. It feels like they approved this name, put it into production, and then at the last minute, they sort of tried to pivot. Because everyone's calling it one thing, but it's called another, and it's bothering the shit out of me. Do you know what I mean?
What are they calling it versus
you? They're calling it Debaser the remix. Like, they're messaging it as the remix. But, and everyone on these streets, because people have been talking about it, are calling it Debaser the remix, but it's Debaser and Bloom.
Oh, like the name. They're just saying the name wrong. Got it.
And that doesn't bother me from a consumer perspective. Who cares what anyone calls it? But I'm just sort of like, if you wanted to call it the remix, if you felt that strongly, just call it the remix.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
I think, I don't know. I know they like to do things a little differently over there.
Yeah, they do.
So they would never call it a flanker, even in the fragrance, that's like an industry term. They don't use it in marketing, like flanker.
Okay, I'll give you that. I don't know that I agree, but I'll give it to you.
I can't think off the top of my head of like YSL saying like the newest Libra flanker. They usually just say like Libra, blah, 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 what the name is.
You're right. I think they'll say it like to us, but they won't.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Okay. It's an industry term, right. Not consumer facing, but they would call it a remix because they're tying it to obviously the original.
Yeah.
And then Debaser in Bloom. To me, Debaser in Bloom is like obvious. It's like, oh, there's a fragrance called Debaser. There's a fragrance called Debaser in Bloom. Surely they must have something in common. But because it's DS and Durga and because they are very music focused, this scent especially, calling it a remix is, I guess.
I appreciate that, but then call it a remix.
Yeah.
Call it Debaser the remix. You know, I'm just sort of like, you're mixing your messages, ladies. When I got this embargo, I was like, don't touch Debaser. Don't touch her. We don't need a flanker.
I think it's...
she's perfect already.
They're most...
popular?
I think it is.
That's... I don't know what.
Oh, you're right. For sure. Yeah.
But I think this is like top three.
Yes.
I think it's... I don't know what pistachio than this.
You're right.
Yeah, I was like, don't touch her.
Leave her alone. Get a job.
Get a job. Stay away from her. Yeah. But I will tell you, because I love Debaser Down.
Same,
it's like top 10. She is an all-timer.
Since day one, we've been...
Day one. I have...
We've been standing Debaser on this podcast. I have the bottle
pre-rebrand of Debaser.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. But, okay. All that to say, I got it. I got the remix. Mm. And I love it.
It's really good.
I love it so much. It's really so good.
I know. It's so good.
It's so beautiful. God.
I'm spraying. Okay, so I sprayed Debaser the original on my elbow crook and then Debaser and Bloom on my wrist, and I'm smelling them side by side.
It's funny. I think, so I've worn this a couple times, and so has my same-sex marital partner. So I've smelled it on myself and others. And I think it's different enough that they could have gotten away with just doing a fully new name.
Agree.
You know?
I'm like, this could have been a standalone fragrance.
Absolutely.
But I also sense the DNA of like the figgy coconut. A little bit.
I'm not saying I don't.
Yeah, I get the fig.
But if this was new, I wouldn't tie it back to Debaser at all. It's so pretty. Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Floral. They took like the sweetest expression of florals.
Yeah.
If they must make it in Bloom.
Yeah.
And then upped the coconut milk.
Mm.
Oh, and fig. But... it's so beautiful.
And to be fair, my bottle of Debaser is from like 2020.
Okay.
It's an old bottle.
Yeah.
And now that I'm smelling it, because I haven't worn it in a long time, I'm like, ooh, has this gone a little?
It smells normal to me.
Okay.
I will say I've got them both on blotters.
Yeah.
They smell more similar on paper than they do skin.
Yeah.
On skin, it's a completely different experience.
Yeah. The original is so much more like raw and
raw, green, pungent,
yeah,
deeper,
yeah,
more humid. This is, yeah, much more airy, yeah, much, yep, sweeter.
Yep.
There's this note of tapes, which of course there is. I don't really get
that. Well, it's interesting because I think David said that he was like, that scent of tapes. And I was like, huh? Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever smelled that.
Yeah.
When I think of the smell of tapes, I almost think of the smell of like a freshly Xeroxed papers.
Totally. Yeah.
Like that printer ink smell. You're so right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm very excited about it. I know I was obstinate to start there, but I think DeBaser and Bloom is,
yeah,
just like as undeniably good as the original, but mm-hmm, very different, mm-hmm, from it. I think that the original is a bit more standalone in its, yep, uniqueness, where this might be a little more familiar.
Agree.
You know what it's kind of like? It's sort of like if DeBaser and Love Don't Be Shy mixed.
It's not marshmallowy.
It's not marshmallowy, but at all. It's not cotton candy-y at all, but it has that. I mean, this fragrance isn't that sweet, don't get me wrong, but the florals in here are go very sweet in the way that they do in Love Don't Be Shy, mm-hmm, in this sort of like hard to place sweetness. Because I don't know if you would put this under my nose if I would clock floral right away. Same. I would probably say like an herbaceous gourmand, to be honest. So
yeah, there's no like particular floral, no, that's sticking out to me.
No.
I think they said magnolia.
Probably. I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah. Okay, right. So they call out white currant, mm-hmm, rosemary flower, tapes, fig, gardenia, cream, musk, coconut husk, and raspberry leaf.
So really, gardenia is really the only, yeah, floral. Yeah. Maybe I'm overselling it as a floral.
Okay. I always get gardenia and magnolia mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Rosemary flower, that's more probably more herbaceous than it is, yeah, floral, right? Mm-hmm. Since I apparently can't shut the fuck up today, I wish they would have, instead of said tapes, I wish they would have said cassettes.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more specific. David, we have some notes tapes for you.
Like scotch tape.
Right. This was not a
problem. Okay. Well, like the like tagline or whatever says, inspired by cassette tapes, 1990s DIY culture, and the tactile rituals around music, the remix is a choice mixtape of the classic fig fume cut with gardenia, cream, cassettes, and white currant. So they use cassettes in a different, okay, way. But I would have put cassettes in the notes breakdown. Us two copywriters. Tapes.
I love it.
God, now that I'm smelling original DeBaser now, it just like brings me back. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I mean, what's their tagline? Blast fragrances,
armchair travel.
Time, mm-hmm, travel. Yeah. I mean, whew, same. What, yeah, does it remind you of, Sable?
DeBaser?
Yeah.
Honestly, it reminds me of when I was an editor.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. Because like DSN Durgor was one of the first indie fragrance brands I really became obsessed with.
Sure.
So when I discovered DeBaser, I wore it all the time, mm-hmm, back then. Mm. And tons of people would compliment me. And then sometimes I would smell it on someone else and be like, wow, you smell so good. What is that? And they're like, DeBaser. And I'd be like, why does it smell so different on you?
Hmm. Okay.
Like, I know Julia loves DeBaser.
Yes.
And I think she was wearing it one time. And I was like, oh, what are you wearing? You smell great. And she's like, DeBaser. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she makes the point that it smells even better on a skin that's a little hot. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm, it reminds me that I remember the first I wore this. A bunch of my gay ass friends and I had all rented this like really big boat. It was like 2016 or something, or like maybe 2015. I don't know. And I put it on before I left. I was really excited about it. And then I pull up as the boat was sailing away from me. And I was like, oh, hey, you forgot one person. But they spun around. I got back on and then we got wasted. But then I just remember this like cooking on my bare chest. Mm. In this summer.
I think you wrote about this for me when I was at Allure.
I think I did too.
That sounds familiar.
And it was just a certain time. Oh, mm-hmm, love. So maybe DeBaser and Bloom will be that for someone else. Call in.
I wonder if that will now become one of their popular.
I mean, this, I feel like, is, it will. What I will say about this is I feel like the furthest they have put their toe out of their sort of cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. I don't want to call it safe because, yeah, I don't think it is, but
I think it's the most familiar scent profile, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. I like that they can do this so, yeah, well, though. You know what I mean? Like, whew.
Yeah.
This is just so.
It's not like, oh no, I can only make kooky, weird fragrances. Like,
right.
They can do it all.
Yeah. It's just so like exciting and joyful, I would say.
It's a very joyful, buoyant scent, mm-hmm, for sure. It's pretty. Go smell it.
Shout out to Joy.
What about the new Cyclar scent?
Stop the process.
Stop the process. Tynan's so, favorite brand.
My favorite brand.
Cyclar.
I heard Claudia say it finally.
Okay, so. Cyclar.
And the only reason I remember the Cy is that it's the same as Ty, the first syllable of my name. Don't ever call me Ty if anyone's listening. But so
Cyclar released a new scent, Rosebud, for their Sephora debut.
Yes. So Cyclar, just like Sable said, debuted in Sephora with an exclusive scent called Rosebud. And I was excited for the new scent because I love them, but I think we said this on the last episode. I was like, this probably won't be for me. I actually really like it.
What's interesting is that the body wash is like sharp, but then the oil is actually a lot more subdued and nice to me.
Well, I think the oils, their oils are really quiet.
Yeah. But like the scent profile is different, which it would be because they have to tweak it depending on the application. I like the oil scent. Mm-hmm. The body wash, to be fair, okay, I haven't lathered with it. I'm just smelling it out of the bottle. It's like a little bit much.
What I like about this is that smelling it in the neat format, which is like body wash before you put it on in the shower and it blooms, and the experience of using it. I mean, they're very similar, but I find this not to be a very rose-heavy rose scent. I get a lot of black currant from this first.
It's quite sharp.
Sharp and juicy. I get a lot of black currant and bergamot.
Yeah.
I get more black currant from the body wash. Mm-hmm. I get more bergamot from the oil. The oil actually smells like a citrus.
The oil to me smells like a watery, dewy rose to me. Mm,
okay. The body wash smells like a fruity citrus rose.
Yeah.
So, and the bud, so there's weed in this. There's like cannabis. I think they're calling it hemp, but like it's basically rose and weed from the name at least and the visuals, because it's like the shadow on the rosebud is a pot leaf.
Oh,
so
I did not look at those.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I'm a rose hater, and same. I've been using this. Definitely. I wouldn't reach for the oil. I'm not that about it, but I really like it. It's a nice, bright, juicy rose.
Yeah. I don't think I could judge it without, you know, smelling it in its intended form, which is in a lather in the shower. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, can't say for sure yet, but it's nice. Like, yeah, we're not rose people, so.
No.
Like,
what's the other floral they have? The Naked Neroli?
Yes.
I gave that to my boyfriend because it's like too floral for me. And I thought this was going to go the same way. And I'm keeping it.
What's funny is I was looking at the website and the Neroli has a lot of like polarizing reviews.
Really?
Where people are like, it's my favorite scent. It's so nice. And then other people are like, this is disgusting. Like, what have you done? Hmm. And I'm kind of like, how can you go in so many? Neroli is a fairly safe crowd pleaser scent profile, I think. Yeah. So I'm like, what do you mean?
I mean, it's a very pungent floral body wash.
Yeah.
You have to really appreciate a classic floral.
Yeah.
Because the vanilla is a really stacked fragrance profile, as is the patchouli, as is this rose. I think Neroli is pretty straightforward Neroli.
Okay.
And I appreciate it. It's not for me.
Oh, they have rhubarb in the rose. I was like, there's something like pungent and tart. Yeah. And rhubarb plus black currant. Mm. Ooh. Ooh. That's like a warhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But I'm still loyal to the Sacred Santal.
It's the one.
I think that's like, I want to say that's their like top selling based on nothing.
It's
nothing I know.
I think they're top sellers. I don't know what is number one, but I.
No, I would, for Cyclar.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said, I don't know what.
No, sorry. Based on their two, I don't know which one is the top one, but I know their top two are vanilla and sandalwood.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Which, I mean, those slap. So
yeah.
Justice for Crescent. Justice for their core set Crescent. I know you didn't. It's funny. Joelle actually, she put it on her story and I was like, oh my God, I love it. Tell me what you think. And I said, Sable thinks it smells like a 90s masculine cologne.
Yes.
And I think it smells like Bath and Body Works Cozy Cashmere. And we're both right.
Wow.
Because you know? I do
crazy.
Think I don't think I think we're saying two extremely different things, but I think they're both correct. Because I smell what you smell, but I also smell it's sweet. Naked Neroli is bergamot, mandarin, lemon leaf, neroli, orange flower, jasmine. Mm-hmm. There it is. Sandalwood, amber, and musk. So
maybe I should try that one. I don't know.
I mean, do you need to?
I don't. No, I do not. I have too many fucking bath products, but I do like neroli.
If you like it.
Like neroli and orange blossom and orange flower are like family.
I always think neroli is bergamot adjacent, which I know is wrong, but.
It's a flower, not a fruit. But neroli is like typically a crowd pleaser for me.
Yeah.
Whereas Rose, I don't know about that. But yeah, I did not call in the Neroli because of the polarizing review. So I was like, maybe not. But now I'm just like, damn, maybe I should have.
I mean, like, I don't know if you, I think my thought there is like, if you see the name and think, oh, this is something I want, and then you buy it, I don't see how you could, it might not be your favorite fragrance.
But that's like, what I thought about Crescent. Like, based on the notes breakdown, I was like, oh, this sounds like right up my alley. And then I was like, what the heck?
But Crescent isn't built around a hero note.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's my only counter. Whereas, like, I don't know, if you even somewhat like Neroli and it appeals to you, I'm like, oh, well,
something's called something Neroli.
It's a pretty good Neroli if that's what you like.
But yeah. Anyway.
Heard of her?
I wonder if Sephora was like, give us a like, why Rose? Like, why not relaunch their heel? Like, I feel like Santal would go crazy at Sephora. So I was like, why not that?
They have the
line. Right. But they, like, launched Rose
for Sephora.
So I'm like, why?
Well, because they already had a Gourmand. I have a good authority that they're demanding Gourmands from every,
My Lord.
Not even fragrance brand, but like hair brand.
Of course.
I'll tell you off mic, but there was a hair product that just launched. And it was like lightly fragranced and they didn't want a fragrance scent, but Sephora like demanded a Gourmand. So
Jesus,
the founder hates it, but
the Sephora mafia,
the Sephora effect.
And this is why everything is the same.
I mean, like not no.
Yeah.
Not no.
What's going to happen to us?
Was that about fragrance or just like earth?
Yeah, both. This is what happens when one corporate entity controls what people create.
Really, though.
Oh boy. So somebody DM'd us and asked, Born to Stand Out is now in Sephora. Curious to know what you think. Selling out or savvy business move?
Like, what are you asking? Again, not to be a fucking
selling
asshole.
Out or savvy business move? Answer the question, Titan.
Not to be asked, but like... Because
Born to Stand Out, I think, was this like kind of like edgelordy niche brand, which like I'd heard of them. I don't know a lot about them.
I don't think they have a ton of distribution in the U.S.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like if you're an international brand and you want to enter the U.S., like Sephora is a pretty good, but it's pretty like, sure bet.
Like, well, why are we attaching these like moral tenets to brands?
They're a business.
Like they're a business. If you wanted to judge them on... Are they good? Are they bad? Yeah. They wouldn't have started a brand.
Unless they've said like, we'll never do it. Unless they're like kind of like saying that, talking that talk where they're like, we're never going to be a corporate blah, blah, blah. Then you can be like,
but you already are. But you already are. Like, that's what a brand is. Like, do you ask this about fashion brands? Do you ask this about beauty brands? No, no one asks that shit about any other category. Yeah.
Like people ask that about artists. So it makes me think if Born to Stand Out is considered more of like... artistic than commercial, which they're commercial. I've seen their
commercial.
Bottles.
Everything is commercial. If you are a product, you are commercial. True. I'm sorry. Yeah. Not to have such a binary outlook, but it's like, we got to stop thinking that like perfumers are our friends and brands are our friends. They are, it's a product.
No one came here to make friends.
No, like.
They are products.
Yeah. If you were looking.
They want to make money.
For something to like affirm your morals or whatever you're looking
you
at.
You can't consume your way.
No, exactly. Right. Like these people started brands, not nonprofits. Like go look somewhere else for that. You're not going to find it at Stell or Sephora. No. You know, I don't know. The whole sellout thing. And again, like people don't ask this about fashion brands. People don't ask this about beauty brands largely.
People used to care about this with like musicians. Like when bands got big.
You're right.
Like when Nirvana signed to Sub Pop, everyone's like, you guys are sellouts.
I love that reference. It's so funny, but you're right.
They were like the first big one I can think of. But like,
that's also a product. You know, I understand that more so. Like, fine.
That's artistic.
Sure. I mean, not that fragrance is not, but it's like, baby, these are products.
Yeah, I don't. Again, I'm also not super familiar with Born to Stand Out. I know they're kind of like edgy for a little, maybe like edgy for edgy's sake. I mean, the brand is called Born to Stand Out. Come on.
Yeah. So Gia just started handling them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did a deep dive on the website because I obviously called in 1,000 things and they're very that. They're sort of like the Doja Cat of fragrance when she was in her like Hail Satan era. Yeah. They're, I think you call them edgelords. And like, you're right. They're like they're edgelord-y. Very tongue in cheek. They're very provocative. Yeah. So why wouldn't they go into Sephora?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
I think it's also seeing Sephora kind of grabbing up all these niche brands. Everyone's like, what does this mean for niche? I think it's like finally you're realizing that niche is just a made up title.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, right. Well, like the niche.
It's just like not at a department store.
Category is like no more worthy of your time and attention than mass. And we got to stop like with that. Just like like what you like. Like this sort of like exclusive scarcity mindset of, oh, this is niche, whatever.
So I'm just
like, aren't y'all tired? Is anyone having fun?
I think we're too in it because we know we're just too aware of all like the machinations of the industry.
We're very aware, but we're also, I think, have a level outlook on this whole thing. I would say that some content creators or whatever the fuck are much more in the, or want to be seen as much more in the niche space.
Yeah.
And like, put a lot more weight on that. I don't care. I just want to smell nice and like what I like.
Fair.
You know, I love the Summer Friday scent, and I know exactly what everyone's going to say about it, and it's not going to be a lot of positive things from the like the niche fragrance content creators, and that's fine because it's not for them. It's for the hot girls.
I think a lot of people will love it.
That's
because it's been engineered for people.
But it's not like the same cloud.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
No one is. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what do you? I guess I would love to know.
I don't think that's the question anymore.
But.
Is someone a sellout or is this business savvy? I think everything is done with the hopes of it being a good business move.
Of course.
I think that's literally it.
I was also thinking on the way here. I know that we've talked about niche means something so different now that the internet has just leveled the playing field. But niche is mass now.
Yeah.
Just
also, a lot of niche is made by the same people who make mass fragrances.
Same
so,
perfumers, same manufacturers.
Yeah.
This, like, these niche fragrances are not as niche as people want to believe they are.
Yeah.
It's sort of, I was even thinking about the fragrances that we're hearing about day to day now. And to your point, we are sort of like more in the cut than more people. But 3 years ago, these would have been the real niche, hard to find fragrances, and now we're all yapping about them all the time, which is great, but it has sort of collapsed the whole thing into itself.
I think now, like, the ease of distribution has
discovery
has made everything, you're right, it's leveled the playing field, and then it unmasked that niche was simply just a label for things that were slightly harder to get. That's kind of funny.
I feel like that Azealia Banks gift that's like, so now what? It's like, if you call her or DM her, I'm sorry. This is not, I love you and thank you for engaging. This is not directed at you, but it's like, I would sort of ask the perfume community, if you were to remove the title of niche, then what do you have?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Does that change things? And if so, why?
Perception. That's
there's
literally
a lot
it.
Of, there's a lot of, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Like intellectual elitism and perfume.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
That I'm sort
I think
of like,
this is where fashion and perfume overlap the most is this like perception of taste. Mm-hmm. What if it's basic, if it's too mainstream, if you can get it in Target. Yes. And then, you know, it's like if it's this niche unknown brand that's like only made in Croatia. It's like, but if you know, you know.
But at the very same time, everyone demands everything to be for everyone and for them.
I know.
They want the discovery approach of like, I need to love everything about it and to be sure of that in my core before I make the purchase. And it's like, you can't have it both ways.
Can't. It's art.
It's art and it's fun and it's a product.
Yeah.
And it's not like...
And it doesn't have to say anything about
you. It doesn't have to say anything about you.
Also that.
Like,
it doesn't define you.
It doesn't have to confirm... If you're looking to perfume to confirm where you stand on... capitalism or artistry, you're looking in the wrong place.
I think people look to perfume to define where they stand on taste. And then taste kind of also comes back to like what type of person you are, i.e. like intellectual elitism. And I think it comes down to elitism, honestly.
A little bit.
And again,
I realize that we come from a place of extreme privilege in the perfume space of like, you know, we do get all the shit sent straight to our door or whatever, but it's also like we've been around long enough to sort of see real mass, real niche, and then it all becoming largely, I'm going to say, the same conversation. You don't have to agree with that, but it's become much more of the same conversation, and it's sort of like, it's all the same, man.
When you realize that all your niche heroes are owned by like Puig. And, you know, like all of these venture capitalist portfolios, you're kind of like, oh, well.
And it's like, I don't know. I don't want to get my ass beat about this, but
good for y'all.
Good for.
I hope all of you get to sell out on your own terms. That's what
same.
I wish for you all.
I'd love to sell out.
Me too.
Radio. Where are you at?
Like, Sirius FM, come on.
A conversation to have. Also, I called in about 8 of the Born to Stand Out fragrances. So are they selling out? I don't care.
We'll see. We shall see.
We got to end this show before I get doxxed.
Anyway, thank you as ever for listening
and DMing
and engaging
and engaging and leaving voice notes.
Please continue to do so.
Yeah, please stop listening.
Please. You can find us at our website, smileyleader.live, where we have our merch, where we have our aforementioned hotline, where you can leave us voice memos. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smileyleader.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will
smell you later.